If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, everyone. Hello. Hope everyone's doing all right. Happy Saturday here from Sydney, Australia. So, yeah, welcome back. Look, today we've got a beautiful topic. It's, we're going to be talking about the module on challenging for change. And this particular module is called Understanding Genuine Connections. There's been a lot of lead up to this particular podcast. It's a wonderful thing we're going to another level today. So yeah, let's see, another level. Maybe we should meet another devil. So let's beat that one and move on with it. So anxiety. Yeah, I think we get a lot of anxiety when we are not really knowing how to connect with ourselves and others, especially folks who've got some social phobia going on. And all this time, even in the last podcast, we talked about being vulnerable, and one of the key things is to be able to be vulnerable to expose ourselves to whatever is bugging with us. So sometimes we just need to really expose ourselves. So today, understanding genuine connection. My name is Nick Chance, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach. So let's kind of start off with a definition, folks. Let's look at, what is it? What's genuine connection? What does that refer to? It's we can say it's kind of a relation. It's to deal with relationships, and it's really built on authenticity. You know, that beautiful feeling, warm feeling when you got this beautiful conversation going on. There's trust. There's mutual respect. No one's trying. You know, we don't have to think like everyone is against us, because normally when you do get an anxiety, we're always on the defensive. We all go into something called the hypervigilance. You know, always defending. That's not really good for our brain, because let's face it. The more we tense out, the more we stress out, the more we do add on anxiety on top of anxiety, what's happening is it's affecting our brains. It's actually closing the blood system to the brain, and there's no way we can get back into the parasympathetic nervous system, but we kind of get stuck on the sympathetic nervous system, which means that sucks, right? Not cool. And then what's happening is we can't come back to neutralization, the stable point or the sweet spot in life where we can actually rationalize and stay calm. All right, we can deactivate that particular state by breathing, doing all sorts of tools. And I think sometime we're going to be able to, you know, think about that and come into a genuine connection within yourself, within your body, okay, within people around you. And, yeah, so, yeah, it's like, when we're getting, you can feel this, like when we get involved, when we get involved with open communication, shared experiences and emotional supports. And, you know, this allowing us like to connect deeply on a different level with one another and also within ourselves. Just today, I mean, we do have choices and, you know, we have choice. And today I was talking to one of my coachees and we talked about like, you know, what was it like for him to connect? And he actually said, like, for me to connect, I need an invitation. Are you guys one of those people that requires an invitation to connect? Otherwise, they prefer to be kind of left alone and they can live within their skin. And we talked about, like, you know, what is it? Where do you like to? What do you like doing? I mean, he said he just loved nature, somewhere peaceful. Everyone's different, right? He wanted something peaceful, wanted to live in the country, wanted to be self-employed. He didn't mind actually socializing, but he didn't want to go out there and do it himself. Like, he's just one of these quiet, reserved type of people. I asked him, is it a social phobia thing? And he said, no, not really. He just like, he realized that by merging with people, we get enmeshed in their lives, and enmeshing is a psychological term, which means we leave out their issues, or we leave in that kind of energy is taken away from us. And he mentioned that energy, which had a good point. You know, when we do, there's energy involved, you know, when we do get involved in different parties. So it could be high, low, and all these comparisons go on. And he feels like his life was a little bit easier being conservative on that area. He's waiting for invitations rather to be invited. And human design is like that, right? So we're all different characters, different archetypes, different influences. We all have a different character. And sometimes, you know, to make a connection, for our own authenticity, we need to be invited. So we kind of built that way. We're all enmeshed if we go that far. He said, I want to be invited rather. I mean, if I go to a party, I'm not even, and I force myself there, it doesn't feel right for me, he said. So I don't know if there was a bit of social phobia in him, but he was pretty relaxed about it. It's a genuine connection, you know, to the self. He felt okay with that, but I think it's a little bit deeper. We can look into some areas that he might be kind of not seeing. We went into JOMO, which means the joy of missing out. He was okay with that. He wasn't too concerned about the FOMO, you know, fear of missing out about anything. So he was able to live with himself. You know, he felt like he had more energy. So that's interesting how we're all built. So anyway, everyone to themselves, and we connect differently. So it was just interesting to see his perspective to this, the genuine connections with others. And all that. So, yeah, let's kind of dive in now a little bit more into the topic. It's components of genuine connections, right? Let's look at the components. One is authenticity, that feeling of being authentic and open, being open to everything. And, okay, open to everything, but you don't have to be attached to everything too. So being true to oneself and allowing others to see the real thoughts, our real thoughts, one's thoughts and feelings and vulnerability. So allowing it, a lot of us who are going into anxiety, social phobia, all this kind of stuff, are feeling like rejections, are feeling like there's judgments on them, and they've stopped their vulnerability, and there's all this shyness, this kind of wall that holds some folks through to energy, you know, to energy, feeling that particular feeling that what does it feel to be kind of authentic in life. And so let's work on that a little bit. So authenticity is very important. We can also look at we can look at empathy, the ability to understand and we can look also, the other key is empathy, like the ability to understand and share the feelings of another, you know, A genuine connection thrive on empathy. Right? We need that. That's a recipe. That is like a must do, must know, must feel. Right? Feel it. And, you know, that genuine connection, we really thrive on empathy. Like, put yourself in someone's shoes. Listen to them. Like, how often are we so too consumed in our own minds that we forget that we're even talking to someone and not showing enough empathy. And we all need it. We all need to be heard, you know. Sometimes, yeah, we need to allow people to, you know, talk their shit out because it's good for them, and especially close ones. And allowing them that space, that safe space for them to communicate. Yeah. And, you know, to communicate and also create that emotional resonance. That's what happens. So let's look at mutual respect as another one. Valuing each other's perspectives and boundaries, creating a safe space for honest dialogue. So you know when someone stepped over your boundary, you know that feeling. There's a disconnection. There's that steer away, or rather separation, rather than that closeness, that warmness. You know, that warmness. We're all looking for it. Sometimes some of us want so much of that. That's kind of a love signal for us, right? You ever read the book about the five love languages? A great book to get your hands off, guys. Get your hands on the, if you really want to thrive in relationship, there's this wonderful Keys to Learn call, the five love languages. Some of you might have heard it, but those newbies who have just joined on, welcome aboard. But that's a good book for you guys to get your hands off. Okay, so let's go turn a page and look at the benefits of a genuine connection. What does that feel like? What are the benefits? Well, there's always this increased emotional support. You feel that, right? A genuine relationship provides a network of support and during challenging times, helping us cope more with stress and adversity. Sometimes we just need that. And there's plenty of anxiety groups out there on Facebook, and people just need to talk. Sometimes they get, say, please help me, I need to talk to somebody. By all means, I always put my hand up for that. And I love having a chat, and maybe just by allowing them to script and write things down on text, they're actually relieving themselves from any stresses and anxiety. So lend everyone a hand, folks. Lend a hand. Another thing is, like, sometimes, I am also asking donations, my friends, if you feel like, or you have the capacity to donate to a program. I'm trying to get this word out. I'm trying to get a lot of immaterial resources for people that are actually suffering, are challenged by anxiety, that they need, you know, they need this positivity. If you look at my YouTube clips and podcasts, it's all about that, helping each other across the line. You know, putting someone under your wing. You can't, you know, it's so beautiful to be able to volunteer and help someone else in who's going through a hard time. So we can provide that kind of, that's a network. We can provide that. So donations are most welcomed. I'm going to leave a link to lead you to other podcasts, all right, on the platform. By all means, if you have the capacity, please, please donate for a worthy cause. And this will go into the funding will go right into other guys, people that can do this promotional stuff, this multimedia stuff, so we can get the word out. It's a good thing. It's a good cause. Anyway, so we're looking now into enhanced well-being. Feeling connected to others can lead to greater happiness. Yeah. Yeah. So reduce our feelings of loneliness and improved mental health. Yeah, so it can help us on individual, just to feel connected with others. And there's a group called meetup.com. Go and have a look at that. If you feel like you need to, you know, casually go and have a, you know, challenge yourself, be vulnerable to the group environments, and they do lovely things. Whatever your interest is, there you will find something there at meetup.com. It's actually all over the world. So it's a great website to visit just to feel connected, even on part time. And you don't have to wait for the invitation like my colleague, Mo Kochi today. So personal growth, authentic, another key is personal growth. Let's talk to that. Authentic relationship encourage like individuals to explore their identities. We can find ourselves, know thyself, know their values and aspiration. What values do you hold on tight, biased or non-biased? So they, you know, so that by being challenged, we actually can actually grow that way. And this will provide like feedback, you know. So relationships give us feedback and perspective to our lives. Sometimes we have blind spots we can't see, and it can help us in like personal development. And wow, I didn't see that. It's been around for me. I don't even know why that was. This is the trait that I was having, and I was just causing a lot of chaos to other people. And you know, because we're all a mash, but I didn't see that. So someone can point that out to us. Personal growth, my friends. So improved communication, right, is also cool. Engaging genuine connections will allow us to practice and build our communication skills, right, including active listening and vulnerability. How many times have you heard, like, you're just not listening to me? Yeah, you're just not listening to me. And we've got to become more vulnerable. The word keeps coming up, vulnerability, just like we chatted in on our last module. Yep, so greater resilience, having a strong support system, all right, develops resilience, or fosters, or, you know, increases our resilience. It'll give us a chance to bounce back from setbacks and navigate life challenges more effectively. How does that sound? Good. So we're moving on. Let's talk about, hope that was valuable so far. Let's move on to something, strategies for seeking genuine connection. What strategy? What things can we do, right? What things can we do now, right now, that'll help us, you know, get connected more through the heart, through others, with others, right? With the planet, with the universe, right? What can we do? And let's be more authentic, right? Let's be more authentic. This will allow ourselves to be vulnerable, share our true self and with others, and create more authentic, you know, also authenticity attracts like-minded individuals, like to mention the energy of life, right? The more authentic that you are, the more people will resonate, will feel your energy and all my energy, and it's like it'll attract like-minded individuals into your sphere, into your mindscape. You're planting this thing in your head. It's like a seedling. And they will, you know, it's all appreciated. You will be appreciated, you know, by them and for who you are, all right? And you feel this appreciation, you feel this love in return. So there we go. Engage in things, other strategies. We can engage in listening, yeah? Show genuine interest in others by listening attentively. Open those ears, open that heart. Listen with a heart. Ask open questions, open-ended questions. And really, really validate feelings and experience, you know, with others. So it's so important to learn to communicate and listen. Yeah, they feel much more appreciated. They feel relieved. And, you know, there's just so much love that you've been given to them just by you listening or me listening. You know, really taking concern into someone, you know, sharing their problems and holding back. It's not your turn. We don't need any validations when you're a listener. Allow others to be validated. Cool. So here's another strategy. What about participation in shared activities? You know, how about joining clubs, groups like meetup.com I mentioned, or physical groups, voluntary groups, right? These all help us with finding the essence of life, finding that, you know, by us having a lot of problems, a lot of challenges and not able to connect with others, this is a chance.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
To connect and actually do something that's purposeful, right? Do something nice for someone else, and helping someone else is actually helping ourselves. I repeat that helping someone else, right, is actually helping ourselves. It's interesting how that works, right? So engaging in shared activities, you know, voluntary activities, creates opportunities like to meet other people, like-minded people, and form connections based on common passions. Have you ever had that, where you were involved in a group and the energy of a group that you're all resonating from the same thoughts, for the same reasons you're there, and to help someone else in a group, in the group level? How cool is that? Also, we can look at cultivating empathy. Now, practice empathy by putting yourself in other people's shoes. I mentioned earlier, understand their experiences and what they're in, their emotions and whatever they're going through. And right, we can kind of, you know, open our heart to that, which can deepen your connection and their connection. Yeah, empathy. Some of us don't have that. It's interesting. Some of us can't be too empathetic because we're too much in our heads, unfortunately. But isn't it time to come out of your head and into your body and get out there and, you know, really, really, when you get the experience to be able to cultivate, to be able to, you know, and really immerse ourselves in empathy. Be that when you get the opportunity to be that, to do that, yeah. Another one is be open to vulnerability, you know? Open to vulnerability. It's so important. Open that heart. You might have a crushed heart, right? From past relationship or whatnot, all right? You feel like you've been done over. You feel like you're the victim, right? That could be holding us back, you know, from being open and being vulnerable. Oh, I'm hurt. I've got hurt once. I don't want to get hurt again. Right, it was hurt. It was so painful. I get that. Been there, right? In different relationship, been there. But you know, if we can be open and be more vulnerable, we share. You know, we share the thoughts, right, feelings and experiences openly with everything and anyone. Vulnerability can really increase and you know, improve our intimacy. You know, and trust levels. It would allow for deeper connection with others and inside ourselves, the inner self too. We can nurture existing relationships. Like if you're having a hard time in a relationship, just do this kind of stuff. Go out there and be wanting to connect, right? No matter how so much hardship you might have had, isn't it time to forgive somebody? Yeah, nurture existing relationships, right? Invest time and energy in your current friendships. Take note of this one and family connections, right? Okay, some people you can't get on, and that's fine. But, you know, doesn't mean that we can't find other people that are just like us, you know, going through the same thing. So regular check-ins, very important. Regular check-ins with ourselves, quality time with ourselves, you know, and meaningful conversation can strengthen the bonds of relationships. So, yeah, check in with that. Check in who needs it some once in a while, you know. Yeah, so share the love, yep. Cool. If you're on a high energy, it's time to give some back, yeah? Yeah, so it's some we can kind of resonate, kind of be there more high on the frequency energy level. How about seeking diverse perspectives? Why don't we engage more with individuals from different, you know, people from different backgrounds, diversity, cultures and viewpoints, and be open to that. Taking down those walls, you know, taking down those walls of our bias walls, all the shitty programming that we might have had in the past, which is complete baloney. And, you know, get off those judgments, get off that ego. Ego just feeds on that, right? So being open to diversity and connection can really enrich, you know. Those people love traveling, you know, and being open to travel, being open to different cultures, different people. Hey, there's different types of people on Earth. It's wonderful just to embrace them and to know them better, right? And it's just so enriching. And when you start understanding, you know, understanding more about this, the connection's so wonderful, right? Yeah. How about looking into set boundaries? Has someone stepped over your boundary lately? What about, set boundaries. Like, well, seeking connections, it's also cool and essential to establish healthy boundaries, right? So respecting, like, your own limits and those of others, you know, creates a foundation of mutual respect. Look for that. And that's wonderful recipe for connections is that we always talk about boundaries. Actually, that was one of the modules, actually. Really so powerful stuff. Go back to the module that says boundary. You know, go check in that. If you've just arrived to the platform, if you're just hearing this podcast, just go back a few chapters on this one. Yeah, so cool. All right, another thing we can do is practice gratitude, thankfulness. You know, how wonderful it is. The more we're great, what is the saying? The greater the gratitude, the more things we get to be grateful for. I wish I can say that again. The more gratefulness that we experience, the more gratefulness we can have. Another way of saying it. So express appreciation, love for the people in your life, right? For the ability, the opportunity, the possibility to connect with those people in your life, in your family, and people around you. And really acknowledging the value of these connections, you know, with them. And that's just a passage to deeper relationships and reinforce positive feelings from everyone. Yeah, just keep that opening of that heart, that vibration. Keep that heart very open. The heart has a higher vibration out there if you're into energy work. So keep that, you know, we can keep our hearts even isolating at a higher level and much longer. That's practice being patient, right? Is another thing. Building genuine connections takes time. Yeah, it takes a lot of time. So let's learn the value of patience with yourselves and others as you navigate, as you can come through this life, as you process, you know, as you form the deeper relationships. Yeah, yeah. Now we're moving to another space. We're looking to overcoming barriers to a genuine connection. What would be your barriers? What is it that's holding you back from connection? You know, what are the things that are from this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, you know, genuine connections with others, right? You know, that beautiful mutual space as mentioned. So we can look at, like, address social anxiety. Look, if social situations make you anxious, practice relaxation techniques, right? Beforehand, prepare yourself. Many years ago, when I was teaching, I was a full-time driving instructor, and we used to do the POM strategy: prepare, observe, and then move into something, right? That's great, the POM strategy. Really cool if you're doing you're getting on board now with driving skills or whatnot. But, you know, driving is like driving your life, learning to deal with your anxious moments, even on the road. But be relaxed about it. So we need to develop the relaxation techniques before actually engaging with others. So you're already all set, all prepared, you know. And that's kind of cool. You already set out. You know how the thing's going to play out. You know you've been there before. You know those feelings. So you can step aside to those feelings and you can actually see, expose yourself to them. And you can actually see those and plan ahead and say they're all full of shit, those thoughts anyway. So gradually expose yourself, you know, and get rid of those self-judgments or those feelings that someone's going to pick on you or all that sort of crap that's sort of built in your mind already there. And get rid of that. There's no need for that. So gradually, small step, expose yourself to social interactions and build that confidence, build that lovely connections. And just think what you are missing, right? You know, the fear of missing out on a social connection. Yeah, this is valuable. All right, we can't be such a JOMO all the time on this, the joy of missing out, this wonderful, you know, looking forward to be invited, right? No. Get out there. Have fun. You know, I know it's going to be nerve-wracking, but get out there and have fun. Anyway, we can look at challenging, like, negative beliefs, okay? A past chapter was on this too, recognizing and confronting beliefs, right? Our own beliefs, our own silly beliefs, yeah? That are made up not from us, but from others in society. You know, check in with us, challenge those beliefs that will hinder your ability to connect with others, right? Such as feelings of inadequacy, fear of rejection, fear of not good enough, all that shit, right? Forget about that. Get in there. Yeah, lock those things. So for every, go to a different level. Sure, there's a devil, right? You got to deal with it, right? I love that. Every level's got a devil. So it's our turn to push through, right? Push through that fear. All right, let's move on to avoidance comparisons. Let's not compare so much. Compare is a greater steal of joy, isn't it? Again, why have something like a silly thought steal your joys in life, steal your, like, energy? It's an energy swapper, right? Takes your energy away from you. So why don't you focus on connections rather than comparing them to those of others? No, you're special. Everyone's special. Yeah, like, do what you love. Love what you do. Like, that's it. Engage in something you're good at. You know, you can't stop thinking about. There's no need for comparison. They got more money than me. They can spell better. They can write better. They can speak better. No, you are better. You know, you just apply yourself, immerse yourself in something that you love doing, and just feel the energy soar, feel your confidence rising, and develop those wonderful relationship. It's, you know, everything's unique, beautiful, unique, and should be valued for its own merits, right? So let's stop comparing, folks. Definitely. In other words, it's a dead-end game. No one wins it, especially you. Cool. All right. Let's move on to let go of perfectionism. Wow. If you're a perfectionist, come back a bit now. Come back. Come back. I invite you to look at yourself and try and dig deep. Why do you have this kind of connection with perfection? Why is that? Why do you think you need to be so perfect? My teaching tells me that it's a trained behavior, trained thought, okay? It comes to being acceptance, you know, I'm accepted if I'm perfected. I feel loved, I feel validated when I get praised. I'm such an expressionist, you know, enthusiast, influencer. You know, I just live off that stuff. I love to be like on podcasts, I love to be liked, I love to be loved. Every time I get hits, I'm addicted to it. And man, I'd do anything for that. So embrace the imperfections and challenge as opportunities for growth and understanding. Another one, let's look at make time for connections. Make time. Life can be, you know, busy, but prioritizing time for relationship is crucial. Schedule regular catch-ups, activities like friends and loved ones. Living with genuine connections, let's kind of finish up now. The other point was make time for your beautiful connections. You know, life's too short. You know, love more. Don't miss the opportunity to love. Don't work too hard. Don't miss the opportunity to give hugs to your family, get off the phones, all this kind of stuff, right? Build and cherish your relationship with everyone, because, you know, and later on in life, you wonder why, you know, your kids are distant from you, right? Or why you feel distant from others. It's because we didn't nurture, you know, give time to connection. Let's look at last little part of the before we close up. Folks, living with genuine connection, what does that feel like to you to live with this genuine connection? Yeah? We can look at, you know, like community. We can create a sense of community by participating in local events, online groups that resonate with your interests, community, you know, building that connection support. We can look at practice vulnerability regularly. Yeah, as mentioned earlier, make vulnerability a practice in your life, in your daily life, whether through sharing thoughts with a friend or expressing feelings in a supportive environment. We can look at reflect on connections, right? Regularly evaluate your relationship. Consider which ones enrich your life and which may need more attention or boundaries, right? Yeah. And celebrate the milestone together. Acknowledge and celebrate important events, achievements with your connections. You know, celebrate. None of us celebrate. We seem to be such in a gloom and doom kind of state, especially folks in anxiety. We got to get out of that state. And a shared celebration strengthens bond and creates a lasting memories for all of us. And encourage and support one another, right? In the support groups, on listening to here, you're supporting, donating, all right, helping a course like this. It'd be appreciated. So, you know, let's do some support. And be kind. Be the kind of friend or connections you wish to have, right? You know, you look for that. So there we go. And the next chapter, the next module is called Focusing on Growth. It's really, really important to focus on growth and our personal growth and development, in which the idea is to lead a more fulfilled life, build resilience, achievements, various areas of our life. Anyway, so that'll be on next chapter. So look, I just want to thank you all for tuning in. And it's Nick Jens of Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. If you need help or assistance or someone that you want, you know, you want to be heard and seen, and please reach out many ways, through emails, say hello on commentary on YouTube and etc. So until our next podcast, this has been a fun one. By all means, let's all connect and live a beautiful, gentle, peaceful life in connection. Bye, my friends, until next podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.